Here at World Dairy Expo, Novus International is holding a seminar for some producers, and with me right now is Bob Myers, who is ruminant account manager for Novus International, and we're going to be speaking a little bit about mycotoxin mitigation. Bob, I understand you did a trial on mycotoxin mitigation. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, we did that last winter. I had a consultant that called me, and he had a producer of his that had both aflatoxin and zearalenone in his TMR that was affecting one of his herds. Mm-hmm.
And so what did you find in the trial then?
Well, in the trial what we did was because he had such a broad spectrum of problems going on that we decided to attack it with a broad spectrum approach.
Mm-hmm. And okay, so now what are some of the ways that you did attack it then?
Okay, well, first of all, because they had zearalenone in there, we went in with our moss. We have a Zorium moss product for this herd because he had a high level in there. We went with 25 grams of our Zorium moss. Because of the aflatoxin, we went in with also 25 grams of our Solus base, which is our clay product. And then we've shown some work with our antioxidant, which is a Grotto Plus. We did 5.5 grams. We added to the diet to that to help with the vitamins. As a cow is under some stress from there, she's going to be pulling vitamins out of her bloodstream to attack this. Anyway, so we were hoping to be able to replenish that, which we did see.
And what were the results then?
The results of the trial, as far as from a control, we did their vitamins A and E prior to the trial started, and then we 60 days later we tested the vitamin levels in the herd. And what we did for that is we tested 40 cows between 50 and 80 days in milk prior to the trial, and then another 40 cows in that same time period, 50 to 80 days, and we checked for vitamin A and E status, and we improved both. We had a significant response on vitamin A and a approaching significance on the E. So the trial did work, and we did see a milk response, but that wasn't part of the trial. We saw because there was no control on the milk. We did see about 8 pounds of milk.
Well, that's good. That's a good return on investment there for the producer.
Exactly.
Now, tell me, what are you doing then with the results of this trial? How is this helping you in dealing with other producers?
Well, it just gives us a tool if they're experiencing some issues with some mycotoxins or some molds in their feed, that Novus has a program in place to help them combat these issues on the dairy.
Well, and I guess that might, has this been a bigger problem this year? Because I know we had a late harvest last year. We had a lot of wet weather. Was that a bigger problem last year than this year than normal?
Last year, 09's corn crop particularly had a few more issues with it. We had a cool growing year, so the plant was on a little bit more stress. And then it was very wet during harvest last year. This year, we'll find out some more whether or not we have, every year kind of brings its own new challenges.
Well, if a producer happens to have a mycotoxin challenge in their operation, how can they find out more about how Novus products might be able to deal with it?
They can either contact their nutritionist who can go through the Novus rep, or else they can look at our website, and that would be novusint.com, and they will have somebody contact you.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much. Bob Myers, who is ruminant account manager for Novus International here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.